ರಾಮಾಯ ರಾಮಭದ್ರಾಯ ರಾಮಚಂದ್ರಾಯ ವೇದಸೆ ರಘುನಾಥಾಯ ನಾಥಾಯ ಸೀತಾಯ ಪತಿ ಏ ನಮಃ. ಯುದ್ಧಕಾಂಡ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ನಂಬರ್ 103, ರಾಮ ಇನ್ ದ ಚಾರಿಯಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಇಂದ್ರ. ದ ರೆಸಿಟೇಷನ್ ಬಿಗಿನ್ಸ್ ನೌ. Listening to Lakshmana's words, Raghunatha bent his bow and shot dreadful arrows at Ravana. The Rakshasa took another car, rushed at Rama like Rahu after the sun, and struck him with frightful arrows like the bolt of Indra, seated as he was on his car. Raghunatha clove the ten-headed giant with flaming arrows. The Lord of the heaven world sent down his car to Rama at the request of the Devas and the Gandharvas and the Danavas, who decided that it was not fair that Rama should fight on foot against an enemy who was seated in a chariot. Indra's chariot was decked with gold, and with its countless golden bells tingling sweetly, it was radiant like the morning sun. Noble steeds adorned with gems and shining like the sun were yoked to it. It had golden windows and white chariots. A huge golden flag towered aloft gracefully. Mathali, the driver of Indra, drove it to where Rama was and spoke from his seat with folded hands, holding a whip. Lord, the ruler of the heavenly world has sent you this chariot, anxious that you should defeat Ravana. Doom of the Rakshasa world of measureless luster and matchless strength, pray accept this mighty bow, this excellent armor blazing like the fire, these arrows radiant like the sun, and this keen sword. Take your place on this chariot and bring down Ravana, having me as the charioteer, like Indra the great, wrath of the Danavas. And it is my good fortune to do the same service for you this day when you slay Ravana. Rama went round the car reverently, saluted it, seated himself on it, illuminating the whole world like the full moon. Wonderful beyond belief was that battle that followed between Rama and Ravana. The hair stood on end on the bodies of those that beheld it, and dark fear gripped their hearts. Rama, a past master in the secrets of the most potent astras, met the astras of Ravana by others of the same kind, Gandharva, Daiva, and the like. Infuriated, Ravana discharged the Rakshasa Astra from his bow, from which shot out gold-bound arrows that coiled themselves round Rama like dreadful venomous serpents and caused him pain with their mouths aflame. Arrows blazing like Vasuki, Karkotaka, and other great Nagas hit the quarters. Then Rama sent against them the Garudastra, from which the arrows flew out and spread all over like fiery eagles and destroyed the serpents. They had the power of taking any form at will. Ravana found his astras foiled one after the other, and in his blind fury he riddled Rama with arrowy showers and also troubled Mathali with keen arrows. With one shaft he cut down the banner of gold that waved aloft, and he sorely beset the horses of divine breed that rode the car. Devas, Danavas, Gandharvas, and Charanas were filled with sorrow at that wonderful feat of his. And so were the Siddhas, sages, monkey chiefs, and Vibhishna when they saw that Rama was being harassed by the foe. All grieved to see the full moon Rama in the grip of Rahu in the shape of Ravana. The planet Mercury or Buddha overpowered the constellation Rohini, the beloved wife of the moon. Prajapati was the presiding deity of it. It betokened danger to all the worlds. The waves of the sea enveloped in smoke seemed to rise and lash the sun. The Lord of the day was dimmed in luster. It grew black like a sword and was a headless corpse seen in it. A comet laid its grasp on the sun. The planet Mars stood over against the constellation Vishakha, the guardian of the Kosala kings, and the Ashwins were its presiding deities. And there was Ravana to complete the scene, huge in bulk like the Mainaka mountain, with his 10 heads and 20 arms. The bow he wielded was like a mountain itself. Sri Rama, pressed by him, found no time to set his arrows on the bow and then against him. Then he reminded himself of what he should do. His brows were bent in a dreadful frown, and his angry red eyes seemed ready to burn up all creation. Mangalam Koshalendraya Mahaniya Gunapte Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhumaya Mangalam.